Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome to the San Francisco 49ers Extra Podcast on thesportsvirus.com, featuring former 49ers quarterback Steve Bono.
When they hired Kyle, I was thrilled. I'm optimistic. I think we'll get there.
49ers Extra is brought to you by TPC Harding Park, the only public golf course in San Francisco offering golfers the opportunity to play where the pros play, in the home of the 2020 PGA Championship. We'll talk to Steve about the 49ers' 26-23 overtime loss in Indianapolis in just a moment. But first, I want to tell you about my favorite golf course, TPC Harding Park in San Francisco. Live in San Francisco and love to play golf? Visit TPC Harding Park and purchase your two-year resident card, giving you immediate savings on golf and other programs at the park. Cut your green fees in half by purchasing your card today. Visit www.tpc.com/Harding Park for more information. Well, Steve, another close loss for the 49ers, another overtime game as they lose by 3 points to the Colts. Certainly a great chance to win this game, but they didn't do it, and the offense really wasn't clicking until late for sure in this one. How do you stomach this? I mean, if you're Kyle Shanahan, your team is close, but just can't get it done to be 0-5 at this season.
Yeah, I think you just, at least in my mind, you have to go with we're competitive. We need to figure out how to win games, but we need to continue to stay in the games like we are. And it's it's frustrating. But, defense is playing well. Special teams are playing well. Offense has their moments.
They do. They definitely have their moments. And it's funny because it just kind of comes and goes. I mean, you look at the first drive when they got a field goal. They really were having a good connection there with Brian Hoyer and Pierre Garçon. Garçon, you know, just those slants. They seem to really find something there. But you can't go to that play all the time, right? I mean, it works sometimes, but not all the time.
Well, I think unfortunately, they have to keep going there because they don't have that other big receiver. I mean, Pierre's the biggest guy, and the one that seems to be able to kind of muscle up and get himself open. I think the biggest thing is they got to get the running game going though. The running game is going to help the play-action game, which is going to help Brian Hoyer, I think, overall. I mean, if they don't have the – I mean, they're just stacking, you know, just saying, hey, Brian Hoyer, you got to beat us. You don't have a running game, and that's not happening.
Well, let's talk about the running game because the number one back is supposed to be Carlos Hyde. Yet in this game, Matt Breida got a much better opportunity. And you know, I got to say, I mean, in this game, and I don't know if this is always the case, but to me, it looks like he hits the line quicker. What do you think about his style compared to Hyde's style?
Well, it is definitely that he looks like he's a quicker back. He has more speed. It seems like. And I don't see anything wrong with them using both backs. I mean, I think Carlos is doing fine, especially early in the season. I thought he was running the ball well, but they just, they just seem to have gone away from the running game. I mean, they had 70 plays, I think, approximately in the game, and 20 of them or whatever it was, 22. Or runs. I mean, they only ran the ball 22 times, and then threw the ball almost 50 times, 49 times, I think, or whatever it was, 46.
It's not what you want. No, I mean, you don't want that.
And that's what I mean. It seems like early on that the first couple of games they were running the ball well, but then kind of got away from it. I think they need to get back to trying to run the ball and establish the line of scrimmage and. Try and get more plays, shorten the games by running the ball and possessing the ball. So, I don't know. Just when you watch it, just seems like they're there's two or three passes, maybe four passes, five passes in a row, and then there's a run. But I'm not getting the sense that it's what I should say is that they're not setting up each other. I was going to say that the running game's not setting up the passing game, but then I started thinking for a second before I said something that the passing game's not setting up the running game either. So I kind of get the sense that that they're that Kyle's maybe he's scrambling because one is not setting up the other.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're not flowing. They're not flowing together.
No, they're not. And yeah. I think when things aren't going well in one area, like the running game, you do have to make some changes because Hyde was healthy. I mean, Kyle Shanahan said, he sat for a long time, not because of his hip or anything like that. So you make those changes. But I wonder, again, getting into the running style a little bit. I mean, I don't think it's always necessary that you have to hit the line quicker. I mean, you look at a guy like Le'Veon Bell, and I know that's kind of an unusual running style, but he kind of sets up on the line and picks his places. But it seems like the great ones, Steve, they really find holes and improvise the way Frank Gore does and still does. I mean, he's getting older, but he still finds those holes where it's not a big hole, but he's able to get through it, and it may not be how quick he gets to the line, but it's just that knowledge, and that's what I think is missing for Hyde. It's just sort of that knowledge or experience to get to the right spot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what I see. I don't know. What do you see in there?
I mean, I've liked the way that that Frank's been running the ball this year. I mean, he seemed to me to be getting there quicker than he had in the past. I know we talked about this, game one or game two, just how he looks body wise. That he looks stronger. He looks like he lost weight, but he's stronger. There's just a bit of hesitancy there, it seems like, right now, and maybe the holes, either he's not seeing them well, or they're not there, or I just think that even though the Niners have been throwing the ball, whatever they threw it 46 times, it just seems like people are still, stacking the box, even though they're throwing the ball. Like, okay, go ahead and throw the ball. You're not doing it that well, so we're just going to stack the box, shut the run down, and still kind of make you throw the ball, and see if you can beat us. Which I think goes back to. Defense is saying, hey, they got a bunch of small receivers. We can handle them at the line of scrimmage with our defensive backs, with our corners. We can press them and bang on them and take them out of their rhythm, which I think goes back to the point that we have made several times that they need another big body as a receiver.
In addition to Garcon, who's, strong.
Yeah.
Yeah, they need
– Exactly.
And they did find something in Kittle. I mean, I think everybody wondered about him because he'd been dropping some passes. But, man, he looked like Brent Jones in this game. I mean, he was coming up big. Those catches he made on fourth down there in the tying drive in the fourth quarter. And, I mean, just had a big game. 7 catches, 83 yards.
Yeah. And maybe he's, maybe that's the personnel grouping that they go to with two wideouts and two backs and, two tight ends and a single back. We call Tiger personnel. Where Kittle, is playing that kind of Vernon Davis, big receiver, small tight end type, position, the H-back type position.
Mm-hmm.
And someone that can catch the ball and run good routes, and can body people up.
Yeah, he did a nice job.
He really did.
Yeah,
he did a very nice job on
that tying drive. And you look at it, I mean, this was a 49ers team that was down 14 points with 10 minutes to go. I think a lot of people were saying, there's no way they're going to come back, but they did. And, you know, and Goodwin
had some really nice drives.
Yeah, Goodwin made a nice catch, a really nice catch that set him up at the 8-yard line. And, you know, and he had over 100 yards. And, you know, he's had his problems with drops. This was sort of a little bit of a breakout game for him, don't you think?
It was. He had a couple nice catches there, like you said, in the in those last couple drives. And the Niners looked, I mean, those last two drives, they looked good. I mean, they did what they needed to do, and you know, to tie it up and going forward on, you know, having to go for it on fourth down.
Twice,
two for two. And so, you know, maybe they find something in that going forward. I mean, they did a little bit better on third down. Still is not good enough, but they converted some there at the end that they needed to convert. And, you know, as we just said, the fourth down. So, maybe they find something in this going forward with Kittle.
And the other thing, and this is sort of what we've talked about the last few years, is just settling for field goals instead of getting touchdowns. I mean, that's been happening a lot with this team, and they hadn't scored in a long time a touchdown. You know, when they were down there 14 points, the graphics kept coming up from Fox about how they hadn't scored in 23 possessions and hadn't scored a touchdown since week 3 and all that. And then when they did score that touchdown, I just love that play, that little shovel pass to Juszczyk. And it just seemed so well designed and executed, the block by Laken Tomlinson. I was just going, man, that was really good. I mean, if they could do more of that, you know, I know that was sort of a surprise play.
Yeah, no, that was good. I mean, they ran some, you know, they pulled out some good plays there at the end and able to get the ball in the end zone. I think back to the point a minute ago that. Maybe they found a personnel grouping that works for them for right now. You know, with the two tight ends, two wide receivers and one back. And back to your point again, that's, you know, is that featured back Frieda or is it, you know, is it Carlos? I don't know if Carlos got into a funk or they just took him out after he missed that assignment on the block, you know, on the pass protection. But that was, when was that? Maybe beginning of the second half, I think it was.
Yeah.
I don't know which, you know, what came first. Was he in a funk and missed it, or did they take him out because he missed it? I'm not, you know, they didn't really say on the telecast.
Well, I think there was a drive there early second quarter that I noted where they were two drives. They had back-to-back three and outs. And
the first one was terrible.
The first one was terrible.
Start the half and then they just, you know, do nothing. And I'm pretty sure that's where that missed assignment was.
Right. Well, they had a short run by Hyde, a fumble on the handoff to Juszczyk, that was almost inexcusable for Hoyer. Stick the ball in the guy's gut, right? I mean, he tried to hand it off.
I think that was
Juszczyk.
The second drive. I think the first drive was the Hyde drops the toss.
Okay. Yeah. So both of those were a problem. And a terrible pass was thrown in there. Drop pass by Juszczyk. I mean, just all kinds of bad play.
It was all bad stuff in a matter of six plays.
Yeah. That just shows the inconsistency of this team as a whole, and especially Hoyer, because it's really hard to say that Hoyer is playing well. You know, even if you look at numbers being decent,
that was actually pretty good.
Yeah, 353 yards, two touchdowns. But I can't just come out here and say 30, that.
I mean, basically 29 for 46. I mean, it's pretty damn good.
It is, but I kind of agree with what Larry Kruger was saying on KNBR, where I can look at that, but I sort of throw that out because I don't think he's playing well. Now, Kruger wants Beathard to be the starter. I don't know if I'm ready for that, but I just think Hoyer, I'm not going to praise him. I don't think he's playing that great.
No, he's not. I mean, he's – I don't think it's all him. Yes, it's almost been him. There's, you know, he's had his moments of bad passes and maybe wrong decisions. But then, although there weren't a lot of big drops this week, there have been some drops that of balls that just need to be caught. There's just nobody making. I don't know. We talked about this as recent as last week that just no one making a play. I mean, making a big play. Not that somebody has to be the person, but there needs to be someone each game offensively and defensively that make a play. Although we did make a play defensively on the interception in the end zone. was that Ray?
Yeah, and that could have gone a lot longer, but he ended up going out of bounds. And Frank Gore, of all people, you know, kind of tracked him down there as he was stepping out of bounds anyway. But no, that he could have gone all the way on that maybe.
When he intercepted, I kind of thought that.
Yeah.
but there again, you know, we get the big play defensively in overtime, and then we don't do anything with it. You know, I think we went 3 and out. Or maybe we went, maybe we went 6 plays.
But just didn't do anything, yeah.
We didn't do much with it. I mean, there was an opportunity to, you know, go down the field and kick the field goal. And, maybe we did kick the field goal. No, we didn't. We didn't, because we ended up losing by a field goal.
Right. Yeah, no, they didn't do anything.
No, we didn't do anything. I think, yeah, we went 3 and out. But there again, there's, you know, it didn't take advantage of a play that was made.
Did not. You know? And if you do get in field goal range, Robbie Gould is money. This guy has made 31 in a row now. So at least that's a good thing you have going for you, which they have had in recent years, because Dawson was really good as well before Gould came to town.
Right. I would agree. Yeah. I just, there's just still a little bit of inconsistency offensively anyway. I guess there's a little bit defensively as well. You know, there's some young guys playing and they're learning and they're, I'm sure getting better each week. You know, I think defensively he's kept it, pretty simple, for these young guys, 'cause there are a lot of them playing. And it's helped, but there's just offensively, there's just a little inconsistency and just a lack of timing or being on the same page at times, you know, and that's a lot of new people, a new offense. You know, guys just kind of, each guy kind of taking their turn, making a mistake, which you can't win football games doing that.
We'll have more with former 49ers quarterback Steve Bono right after this. 49ers fans from outside the Bay Area, listen up. TPC Harding Park has a great deal for you when you are planning your trip to Levi's Stadium to see the 49ers. While you're in town, take advantage of Golf the Gridiron, featuring discounted tee times and free club rentals. Visit TPC.com and click on Special Offers for tee time deals at San Francisco's own TPC Harding Park. What about the coach, Kyle Shanahan, and the way that he's handling things? You know, it seems like you have to admire the way that he is handling Carlos Hyde and Navarro Bowman, because he could really ruffle some feathers there. But I think that he's letting them know in advance, like, here's my plan. You know, you're not going to play the whole game. And with Bowman, I mean, I think it did ruffle feathers. He said something like, you know, he doesn't know what they want. You know, they're doing what they want to do, and I don't know if he, you know, I don't like it, is what he says, which is what you want a player to say. But I think that they're being treated fairly. It's not like it's a big surprise. And I think that Coach Shanahan has to try some different things, right?
Yeah, I didn't read anything. I did hear some people say, you know, some of Navarro's comments. But yeah, I mean, I think he's just, you know, he's trying to get some other young guys some time, and yeah, we are 0-5. So at some point, you know, some of these young guys are going to have to play, and we need to give them some experience.
I can totally understand that. Yeah, I mean, and Bowman said he's a team player, but he doesn't like the, you know, what's going on, basically.
No, and I mean, and that's what he should say. I don't blame him. I want to play. You know, he's still a really good player. But I get what they're trying to do.
It's just not easy when you're a team that's 0-5. I mean, things could really start to fall apart quickly.
Yeah, everything sucks.
That's how Joe Staley put it. He said it sucks, man.
It does, right? It does. I mean, I know we've talked about this, and you know, you and I together have, you know, I've been won the first game and lost 10 in a row. So I know what this losing feels like. It sucks, but I also know that at some point it can be turned around when a bunch of young guys start to have experience and start to believe that they know what they're doing and that they can do it. You know, kind of get the confidence. Like I said, we won our first game in 1988. You know, lost 10 in a row. And then won 5 in a row. So I know it can be turned around. It's a matter of, you know, guys coming together and a bunch of young guys realizing like, okay, I get this now. You know, I've got some experience and I know what I need to do to help the team win. And all of a sudden you have, you know, a handful of those guys on defense, a handful of them on offense. And all of a sudden you're, you know, winning those close games at the end, and you win one and then you win two. You're like, oh, okay. Now I know what it takes. So I know it can happen.
It is amazing.
Been a part of it.
It's amazing that they could have had two or three wins because they've got four games in a row here that they lost by 3-2, 3, and then three overtime games. I mean, it's just amazing that they've lost these games that they're so close.
Yeah, and to that point that I was making is that the difference. I know it's weird. The difference between 0-5 and 5-0. In this league is not that much, and when those young guys start to realize that, like, if we would have just made that one play, where each guy saying, hey, if I would have just made that one play in the game, we may have won, and that's really all it is, and it doesn't have to be, it's not any one particular player. It's a guy each game making a play that helps them win. And like I said, the difference between 5-0 and 0-5 really is not that much.
No, I mean, yeah, it could come down to one play. I agree with that.
Or being, you know, 2-3 and 3-2. I mean,
yeah, which is a big deal. Yeah,
I mean, it's huge.
Be a playoff contender. They've now lost 19 of their last 21 on the road, and they go back on the road or stay on the road against Washington. And this is not really fair, because Washington just had a bye. You know, they played pretty well their last game. You know, Kirk Cousins is a good quarterback. I know the 49ers covet him, right? So we get to see him, in this game against the Redskins on the road. Not going to be easy.
Little audition.
Yeah, I guess. How much would you like to have him? I mean, I know it'd be tampering if we were working for the 49ers, but no. How great would he look in a 49er uniform?
I don't know. I honestly don't. I think you could be a to be a quick fix, but I think with the way the draft is going to be with all these quarterbacks coming out next year, I think you got to go and get one of these young guys and build for the future with them. You know, try and figure out which one of them you think is the, you know, is a franchise guy, and go with it.
And you like Sam Darnold, you like Josh Rosen, you like both of those guys, right?
Yeah, I do. I actually like Rosen better in the pocket. Darnold, I think is more of a ad libber, you know, getting outside the pocket, making things happen. I haven't seen the kid a lot from Oklahoma State, but he looks like he can throw it pretty well. I haven't seen the kid from Wyoming at all, but I've seen some of the reports saying that he's pretty good quarterback.
But you're saying Rosen's the next Tom Brady and Darnold's the next Aaron Rodgers?
I mean,
no, I'm kidding.
Those kind only come along, you know, once every 25, 30 years.
Right.
You know, whether they're, you know, whether those guys are, you know, their parents, I wouldn't put that on them.
Right, exactly.
You know, those are tough shoes to fill.
I agree. By the way, to finish up, I did want to ask you a little bit about Y.A. Tittle and what you knew about him.
Oh.
He just passed away, and he was a 49er. He won three straight championships with the New York Giants. I mean, just always known as that classic great quarterback, comebacks and all that. What did you know about him?
He was a great guy. And somebody texted me yesterday and, you know, said, you know, they were sorry to see that he had passed. And I was like, you know what, there's... I got to know some of those guys from being around over the last 25 years, YA and Gordy and you know, Bob Sinclair and Len Rohde just some of these, you know, unfortunately a lot of them are gone, you know, RC, Billy Wilson, you know, I love these guys. And I said to this person yesterday about why I was like, damn, I'm going to miss him telling stories. Cause he was a good storyteller and loved the, you know, kind of those guys were sitting around. He loved to be holding court and telling those stories. So it's fun to hear them tell stories about, their era and the characters that played in that era. So, he will definitely be missed.
And I mentioned that he's known as a guy who had, you know, some great comebacks, and that's really where you remember quarterbacks. You know, the legendary guys are the guys who can do it in the fourth quarter. You know, when you need that drive to win it. You know, that's what Joe Montana was known for as well in the Super Bowl and other games. But yeah, those quarterbacks who can do that, it's remarkable.
I have no question. Yeah, it is. No question. So yeah, YA will be missed.
Absolutely. All right, Steve. Well, we'll talk about this Redskins game next week. Looking forward to it. And thanks a lot for today.
Sounds good.
That's former 49ers quarterback Steve Bono. Join us again next week. We'll talk about the 49ers game in Washington against the Redskins. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to 49ers Extra on thesportsvirus.com.